Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right, 8:54, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us on a Wednesday around this time, 8:55 or 8:50, 8:55. We usually just dedicate this next 5 minutes to us as men, as gents, as the Namibian men, and usually leading the conversation for us by prompting us with, you know, just a couple of topics here and there is Kavi, our empathy king, Mr. K Goodness, the founder of Mindful Matters and mental health activist for us as men. Let's see what's on Kavi's mind. Whatever Kavi says, let's take it. And then we continue the conversation off air in our different groups.
Good morning, Fresh Family. Good morning, Fresh Breakfast Family. Good morning, Shaquan, NSK, my two favorite people on radio.
I mean, I'll be mad if you had other people that were
what
your favorites.
What a time to be alive. There's so much going on in the world. And to just have a place where we can come and gather as gents and just hear something that you know, that's positive, that's encouraging, that's going to take us one side and, you know, make us be better, make us feel better. And hopefully we implement that which we're trying to, you know, to talk about here. That means on a Wednesday like this, as much as we gather, we huddle together and we have those conversations, which are generally overlooked. And when it's Wednesday and it's my chance, that means Gay Goodness is on your radio. Today, I've been having multiple conversations. I've been traveling a lot and I've been doing, radio interviews and just conversations. And one of the things that keeps popping up is why as men we do not talk. Why do we as men not talk as much, and especially about our emotions and about our mental well-being, about the things that bother us and so on? And even within our male circle of friends, we don't talk about this. And one of the biggest things obviously is the stigma attached to men talking about emotions and their mental health is that it's seen as a sign of weakness. It's vulnerability in men is seen as a sign of weakness by both men and women alike. And in last week's segment, we spoke about, you know, mentorship and friendships, you know, that are uplifting that are uplifting. So in this circle of friends, we not only is it about creating bonds and, you know, helping strong friendships. My apologies. But it's about creating safe spaces for us to be able to break the stigma that being vulnerable is weakness. So, and the truth is that nobody is going to help you if you're not going to speak out. You may be one of the fortunate ones that have people around you that pay attention to detail and may be able to see that you have an issue. But there's, like I always say, there's the Herero saying that the child who doesn't cry dies on our mother's back. So let us learn as men to speak out, to not fear the vulnerability, to not fear being called weak, to not fear being ostracized because we are vulnerable or expressing our emotions. And on the other hand, on the other side of the coin is those of us that are in positions to help need to do so without judging, without stigmatizing, without putting people in a corner in a package to say, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't talk to me about that, you can't talk to me about that. If you can't be there for someone, at least guide them to somewhere where they can get the necessary help. We need not be breaking down people. We need not be turning people away and making people feel negative about themselves and about the way they feel. So be the bigger person, be the better person. If you can't help someone, help them somewhere, send them to somewhere where they can get help. But let us start creating platforms that are safe for our brothers. And brothers, let us start speaking up. Let us well and truly start speaking up. We suffer and die in silence, and that can't continue, because if you don't yell out, nobody's going to start, is going to come and help you. So that having been said, ladies and gentlemen, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, my good sir. Just suffering in silence. That's actually what exacerbates the issue, isn't it? Thank you so much, Kavi. We appreciate it. Let's take what he said. Let's take it forward, and let's just prompt each other and let's have this debate. Let's have this conversation.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.
At Bonlife Assurance, a little goes.